Yeah, I mean, it's nice to win first and foremost for us. They come here and made it quite difficult actually for the first half. You know, we struggled to break them down, but second half, you know, once the first one come, you know, they was always going to come in quick succession after that.
The manager's been telling us a little earlier on that the stories in the papers about the two of you falling out are, quote, rubbish. Presumably you'd like to echo that.
Yeah, it's absolute rubbish. And, you know, I said just a minute ago, it's lazy journalism as well. There's not a problem with myself and Rafa. You know, I want to play like everybody else. I'm not one to knock the manager's door down. I've been out for 4 months. I'm just delighting myself to be back fit. And the competition we've got anyway, the other two guys, and you know, have been doing brilliant, and David can step in as well. So no matter who you are at the football club, you know, you wait your turn. If the others are playing well, then I'll sit there and support the team. That's all I can do. It's just, you know, it's disappointing when you wake up to stuff and you read absolute nonsense.
The problems with your fitness this season, has that been something to frustrate the heck out of you? You're not a good watcher, are you?
No, I'm not. And it, you know, it's been frustrating because it's the first time in my career that sort of an injury that firstly I thought was going to be 3 or 4 weeks turned out to be sort of 3 or 4 months really. But you know, I'm back to full fitness now as well. And sort of raring to go. So you know, when I do get a chance like that, all I can do is come in and play well, and to get the goal is the icing on the cake really.